With so many options, why choose Arizona State University?
For me, the only online option was ASU because of the quality. Their faculty was really involved with their students and care about your personal journey. The dedication to my personal development from my professors, that's been extremely valuable to me.
Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online. That's a degree better. Explore more than 350-plus undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Look at you.
I just wanted you to feel less uncomfortable with me.
I am perfectly comfortable with you. It's the subject matter that's giving me chlamydia again.
Chlamydia?
Yeah, I'm getting chlamydia. Emotional chlamydia.
Oh, I think you can take a Z-Pak for that.
Okay. Everybody, to Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey. And I do say welcome back because if you're here, go check out our intro episode where we talk about stuff.
Yeah, you get to know who we are.
A little bit. And I'm sure you get to know us through this journey.
Yes.
Of love and blindness.
Yeah.
That sounded weird.
No, it's I'm pretty sure it is a show about blind people falling in love.
I am Ellen Marsh, and across the screen from me is the beautiful, hilarious, and talented Daisy Egan.
Oh, go on.
She's also a very good friend. Thank She's you. Also a very good cook.
Oh.
Surprisingly, that pasta you made when we were on the Shoah was delicious. I talked about it all weekend long.
You didn't like my stone fruit soup, though.
So we can take a minute for that.
Yeah.
Sure. You know when it's like you set out to do something like maybe a project in your house or like do your hair in a way you found in a magazine and you're like, well, that wasn't what I was planning, but I like this too.
Yeah.
You planned on making a pie.
I did. And I made a warm stone fruit soup with like a mostly cooked crust on top.
So here's the funny story with that. I ate it,
but
I wasn't going to call it a pie.
No.
So it was a soup.
Yeah, it was a soup with a crouton. It was a dessert soup with a crouton.
We're here reviewing, talking about, judging, snarking about, loving on, asking questions about the Netflix hit reality show, the sensation of a show called Love is Blind. We are two super fans with microphones. We don't know what we're doing, but we're here and you're here. And we also want Nick Lachey to shut the fuck up.
We absolutely want Nick Lachey to fuck the shut up. We want Vanessa Lachey to shut the fuck up. But that's like too pedestrian at this point.
That's too easy because who says the very first words of the fucking show?
Vanessa.
Vanessa Lachey.
Hi, you guys.
Yeah. I was like, did you guys not see the tweets? Like, did Netflix just turn off the tweets?
They must have because she got de-ragged.
Yeah. And I was just like, you know we're going to watch anyway.
Right.
But also, what do the Lacheys have on Netflix that they have this chokehold on this contract?
And they gave them another show.
Right, the ultimatum.
Yeah.
That's what we're here to do. And we're going to go episode by episode. We're on episode one. Right off the bat, I have something in the trailer that I need to talk about.
In
if
the
you
trailer,
don't mind.
Please.
In the trailer. I'm coming in hot.
Okay.
In the preview, there is a shower sex scene.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm here to tell you, whether you've done it or not, that shower sex is the worst.
Yeah. It's not, no.
It's not hot. It's not sexy.
No.
It's too much water everywhere. It's slipping, it's sliding. I love a shower. I love showering with somebody.
Yes,
like, that's fun.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, cute. For I am not doing sex.
No, my
in
whole
the
thing that I think about while, you know, while the shower sex happens is I'm going to break a fucking hip or I'm going to fall and crack my head open. And then he's going to have to call my parents and be like, well, I was fucking your daughter in the shower. And she slipped and cracked her head open.
Real honest question.
Yeah.
How many times do you think firefighters have had that call?
About a cracked head from shower sex?
Yeah.
Firefighters.
Wouldn't firefighters come? Or EMT, I guess.
Yeah. So many times.
I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that. I love research. If you're new here, I love research. I'm going to find you a number.
Yeah, let's find out. We ask the hard questions.
Yeah, because this show is science.
Yeah.
We said in our intro, but there is nothing hot about it. And I was like, you think that's hot? Yeah, and it's not.
It is.
So I want anyone who's like thinking about it and is like, oh, I've never done shower sex, I want to try it. Think of me. Think of me when you're having sex.
Think that's of that's Ellen Marsh. The other thing too is that unless you guys are perfectly proportioned to each other, like he's likely going to have to do like a really awkward grand plié to like get in there. There is nothing less sexy than a naked dude.
It's just not good. No. And also, without revealing too much, I don't need the added moisture. Okay. I've said too much. This is a Patreon. My mother has no chance of hearing this. It's fine.
My parents pay for it, but I don't think they know how to access it. So we're all
They're
good.
Just giving you $5 a month just to give you $5 a month.
Yeah. How do I find you on that Pantheon?
Yeah. Also, Nick Lachey has held on to this joke, of course I'm Nick Lachey, for five seasons. Bro, I know there's a writer's strike, but let it go.
Let it go.
That joke has been written more times than I have in a shower.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like twice.
Where do you want to start?
As Maria Von Trapp says, let's start at the very beginning.
Yeah.
What is her last name at the beginning of that movie? Play? Musical?
What's her last name?
Yeah.
Von Trapp?
No.
Marie, like in the beginning before she becomes a Von Trapp?
Yeah.
The nun?
Maria the nun?
Yeah.
Okay. Maria the not married person, so it doesn't matter. Ellen is texting with Nick Lachey as we speak.
Can you imagine? He's like, bitch, I'm coming for you.
That's I think when you get to that level of money, it's just nobody gives a shit what anybody says.
So let's talk about some of the main players. Now, the crazy part of this show is you kind of know off the bat who is going to they're not going to waste time with those other losers. No, just the people that don't make connections. Right.
Which is crazy because at the reunion for last season, they showed footage of two other people who had proposed and said yes and met in the hallway. And I had no idea.
Could you imagine being those two people and Netflix coming over and being like, hey, Gary, Sandra, we're super happy you found love. We know you went on this journey with the cameras and everything, but you two are boring as shit.
Yeah, and we're not paying for your pre-honeymoon.
We're not doing any of that. We're super glad you guys found love, but you're not going to be on the show.
I just wonder like how boring you have to have them be like, no.
I mean, truth be told, they were probably lovely and normal and just didn't make for good TV.
Well, it was Josh who had dated Jackie. Josh, who was like the garbage bag. And he proposed to some girl. I don't remember what her name was. But like, you could tell that right off the bat, she was like, oh.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe it was like after that conversation, she was like, cut it off.
Well, let's talk about some of these people.
Yes.
One of the first people we meet is Lydia from Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. She's a geologist.
She is a geologist.
Which is like rocks and shit, right?
Yeah.
How nerdy.
It's so nerdy, and you would never suspect that looking at her.
Yeah. Talk about judge a book by its cover, but it's true.
Yes. I am that shallow.
Yeah, same.
My name is Lydia.
I am smart. I am brilliant. I want to be really loved for this amazing person that I am.
And she's loud, and she said she's always been told she's a bit too much. Mm-hmm. And she says, I'm smart and I'm brilliant. Ugh. And I'm a lot. I've been called a lot by someone as well.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Mm. We'll talk about that another time.
I have to say that little monologue she did about herself, that made me really happy. I was really happy to see a woman just be like, I'm great. And not in a way that Chelsea did in the last season. Chelsea, was that her name?
Yeah.
Who married Kwame?
I love a woman who sort of like stands in her allotness and takes up space. I do love that. We're going to find some more out about Lydia. I think Lydia's got some, I feel like she's got a couple calls to BetterHelp.
I think she needs some therapy for sure. Yeah, yeah.
We also meet a man named Izzy. What was Izzy short for? Did you write that down?
Oh, I didn't know it was short for anything.
He said something really fast. He's 29 years old, Mexican. He tells us he found out late in life that the man who was his father was not his father. This guy's actually physically very my type.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. We'll find out later that he's very actually insecure with his looks because he's bald. But I love a bald king.
You know, it is a scientific fact. Again, I don't know if people know this, but I am a scientist,
mm-hmm.
that bald men have more testosterone than men with hair.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah.
But he says off the bat he's insecure about being bald. And I was thinking, what's the comparable thing for a woman being bald? Because if a woman gets out of shape, oh, a man can get out of shape too.
Right.
If a woman has too many wrinkles, what's the comparable thing? I couldn't really
think of anything. Being over 40.
Okay, fair.
You know.
But everyone gets over 40 and not everybody balds. You know, it's just, it's that.
Not everybody balds?
Balds.
Balds.
I mean, not everyone balls, too.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you ball? I don't.
I don't ball. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Not today.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've certainly seen some women who have gone baldish.
Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things you can't put makeup on.
No.
You can't
the plugs, but they look like little ant legs and it's not attractive.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Let's see. We meet is her name Joni or Johnny?
Johnny.
Wait, did I tell you I'm a lawyer?
Yes,
she is. I was like, I feel like they hear that and they think I'm argumentative. And I'm like, no.
Johnny is 30. She's a lawyer. I like her. She seems like a person so far.
She says she's got some not great relationship patterns, which comes sit next to me.
I like to think I'm super stable.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
To be honest, I have a track record of crappy relationships. My last relationship was 6 months ago, but I just didn't feel like I was in love with him, to be honest.
I want to meet the person that's like, you know what? I've had a lot of just normal, great, healthy relationships.
Yeah. Oh, everything has been perfect so far.
So I can't empathize with you.
And that's the thing about Lydia, too, is she says a lot like I've wished my whole life to be loved. And you're like, oh, girl.
I know.
Eesh.
She actually says something that really makes me sad for her. She said that she was one of six kids and she grew up in a, you know, whatever, quote, a normal household is. I was like, say more.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. But she said that her pattern of past relationships led her mom to say that maybe she's not meant to be in a relationship.
Yikes.
Yikes.
I mean, I cannot imagine as a parent. I mean, I can't imagine saying that as a person.
Right.
You know, but as a parent saying that to my, like almost every person on this planet wants to be in a relationship.
Right.
Almost every single one, except for you.
Except for me.
And so to say that is like, I mean, something must be off.
Yeah. And she breaks down and she was like kind of like saying through tears, like, I deserve love. I was like, yes, you do. She sort of broke my heart with that. I mean, I guess we'll get to know her better. I mean, like I said, right now we are only meeting people's representatives.
Right.
We're just scratching the surface. I've had some friends that have been on actual like reality shows, like The Real World and stuff. And they say in the beginning, you're really guarded. And then you really do forget about the cameras.
Right.
You really like kind of show your true self. I believe that.
And they ply you with alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of liquor that goes on in those shows is remarkable.
Yeah. You want to go on to Chris?
Yeah. You know, all I wrote about Chris was his name.
I wrote he fosters dogs on the weekends.
Oh, he fosters dogs. And he's very cute. I think he was the one in the beginning that's like, because of my looks, like people think I'm a player. And I just thought like, you just sort of look plain.
You sort of look like a basic Barry.
Yeah, he looks like a cookie cutter guy.
I'm sure he's lovely, but good on you for fostering dogs.
Oh,
that's great.
That's lovely.
Everyone keeps saying, oh my God, this is so weird. And every time I was like, but you've seen this show.
Right.
You didn't like the first season.
Right.
people, even maybe the second season people, are like entitled, but we're five in, guys. Yes. Like, I know you did your homework.
Right.
So it's weird to me every time they say it's weird.
Yes.
I don't know.
But I think they, you know, it's one of those things where they have to. They can't be like, right, psh, whatever. They have to cry.
Well, I imagine that in these pods, I mean, I was going to say this at some time. I imagine it starts to feel very singular. Because it's like you're kind of talking to no one.
Yeah.
And you're not seeing anyone's reaction, right? Like if you get emotional and I'm looking at you, you can't see my face being like,
right, right,
oh God, why are you getting so emotional? I do feel like these emotions are real and raw. And I've heard rumors that like they keep them up at all hours.
Ugh.
And, you know, the alcohol, yeah, and everything.
And I think they barely eat.
Then we meet Taylor. She's 25. She's a teacher. She's beautiful, yeah, with admitted self-worth issues.
That broke my heart.
I feel like now's a good time because in the past, I don't think I truly loved myself. Sorry.
I just want all of them, I just want to give them all a hug and be like, it's okay.
I mean, I feel like we just need to make a t-shirt that said, being a woman is so hard.
Ugh, it's so hard.
And this woman breaks down. First of all, I would like to say, you're going to hear me say this 100 times. First of all, you're 25. You're too young to get married.
25 is way too fucking young.
25, y'all, I do not. Listen, if you've done it, you've lived it, you've lived through it, great. I am telling you, fact-based research, yeah, shows that people who get married later in life are more successful.
Yeah.
Go live your life, Taylor. You're beautiful. Yeah. You're a teacher. You have such an important job in this world.
You know, when like women weren't allowed to get educated and their whole thing was like, you can't have a job. You have to stay at home and, mm-hmm, raise a family. Like, I can see why you need to get married young. Like, that's how you're gonna live. But that's not the fucking case anymore, guys.
It's so true. It's like getting married and having kids. It just, have a life, have an adult life. I told my friend once, I said, because she was like, she was 25. She'd gotten married at 24, too young. She wanted to start having kids like a year after. And I told her, I was like, if you want to have kids, this is your litmus test. Go take a nap. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you enjoyed that nap, you should not have kids.
You should not.
Because you're not going to get those naps.
You know, I actually told my best friend recently, my other best friend.
Thank
obviously.
You. She saw my face.
You know, she's married and they're like madly in love. And everyone's like, when are you going to have kids? When are you going to have kids? And she was thinking about like freezing her eggs and stuff. And I finally said, listen, I have to be honest. I don't think you two should have kids. And she looked at me like I had punched her in the face. But yeah, I told her that I didn't think she should have kids. And she was shocked. And I just said, your lifestyle, like you love to just get up and go,
mm-hmm,
and that will end. It will end. You're not,
yeah,
I don't give a shit what they would fucking van life on TikTok or whatever the fuck. Like, it's not you, that's it, you,
yeah,
know?
I want to have a van life. Then we meet JP. He's a 30-year-old firefighter. I've dated so many firefighters.
Have you?
Oh, honestly, I could make a full ladder in my garage with the exes that I've dated that are firefighters. They're always on apps.
Yeah. And they're probably also already married.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, firefighters are like just, I don't know what it is, but they are always, almost always super hot.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want to go on to Miriam?
I'm a scientist.
What type of science?
I've worked in different industries. I also see my business thriving.
What kind of business?
A distinct composition.
Girl, what do you do for a live? What was that? What was that?
I have no idea. She has my favorite outfit, though.
What was it?
That fluffy pink dress.
Yeah, that was very cute. But like, people who are scientists, They don't say I'm a scientist. They say like I'm a geologist. I'm a neurologist. Like she says,
you've said I'm a scientist 7 times.
Well, I am a scientist.
Right. Thank you. Sorry, my fault.
Because I cover all of the sciences.
Mm. Yeah,
I have an expertise in all of them.
What's your favorite science?
Human science.
Science. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
And then she says that she makes skincare.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, so like makeup? And she's like super cagey.
I was just about to say she's cagey. Like, what are we? I wanted to say, what is your best guess as to what is she talking about?
I don't.
She won't say what she
and
makes.
And then she goes, it's like facials. And I'm like, do you come on guys' faces? Like, what? Yeah.
Or is it that? Like, do you kill bunny rabbits and make bloody? What it? Something is shady, and she would not give us. She had no further explanation.
No, she would not. It was very strange.
Okay, this guy is actually not a main player, and we know this because he only pops up to say this one thing, and he says that he's good at cunnilingus.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, no, you're not.
No,
no, you're not.
Mm-mm.
You're not. You know. No, you're not.
No.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
If you were, you probably wouldn't be on this show.
Right.
Because
women would be.
Somebody would have put a ring on it at this
would
point.
Would have been banging down your door, because when you find that, you don't let it go.
You do not let it go. That's like, that's like a 7-figure job right there. Like, you keep that shit.
I'm good at cunnilingus, and I'm here in a pod all by myself looking for my future wife. No, your dance card would be full.
Mm-hmm.
And then people have the are you a good kisser conversation.
Oh, please.
And everyone thinks they're a good
Everybody,
kisser.
No one's going to be like, I'm not great at kissing.
Could you imagine? Are you a good kisser? No, but no. I am a good cook. Like, what? Nobody knows they're a bad kisser.
You know what's
so
crazy to me about people who are bad, like adults who are bad kissers? How did you go this long?
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't like picked up the signals, close your mouth once in a while.
Right.
Like, don't close it like on a rhythm.
Yeah.
Like, how have you not picked that up?
Right. Have you ever taught anyone how to kiss or perform cunnilingus?
No, I'm not good at advocating for myself.
Okay. Well, I'm a cougar. For those of you who don't know, I like to date younger men. You will come more information on that later.
Mm-hmm.
And I have taught a few men, and I was like, when you find that person and you impart the knowledge that I have given mm-hmm. you, I want her to send me an edible arrangement.
Absolutely.
Because I've taught you well.
Right. Or
because I'm
edibles.
Very, very good at teaching. Yeah. Or edibles.
I love that. Are you like more to the right, more to the left? Or are you like, that's not part of it? Like, how do you?
No, I will literally be like, okay, let's stop.
That's great.
We're going to do this right. We're in for the night. Okay. Class is in session.
You don't have anywhere else to be.
And most people are very grateful. Anyway, welcome to our sex podcast.
Next, we meet Aaliyah, right?
Right.
Age ain't nothing but a number. I like her so far. I think, you know.
Yeah.
No notes.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We go back to Chris. Remember Chris, who said that he was, what did he say? He said he was like a Casanova or something.
Oh, he said, because of my looks, people think I'm like a player.
Right. And then he tells us this really personal story.
So Johnny is dating Izzy and Chris at this point. And Chris opens up to her with this story that I was frankly, I mean, I knew as soon as he started talking, I was like, holy shit, he got raped as a kid.
And he tells us this story. And again, I do think that there's something to be said about being alone in a room, talking to a voice where your vulnerability just kind of comes out. And he tells us the story about when he was 17 years old in Mexico and had too much to drink and a woman assaulted him.
Yeah.
Like, this whole experience is about honesty and truth. I took a trip and we went to Mexico. I was ready to go to bed and she pressured herself on me. She was getting on top of me and I specifically remember saying no.
It was one of the hardest stories I've ever had to listen to. I mean, I would feel the same way if it was a man or a woman, but male assault is something we really don't talk about enough.
I don't know that I've ever heard anybody admit that like on a reality TV show.
I do hope that like comes up in conversations because that man is very, very brave.
Yes.
Because you know anything you say can be put out there. Mm-hmm. And there might be something when you watch back, you're like, oh, I forgot I talked about that.
Yeah.
But I do think with the alcohol and the feeling that you're like alone.
And also the cameras in the pods aren't like camera people with giant cameras. I think they're in the walls. So you really do feel probably completely alone.
Yeah. I really felt for him telling that story. I was like, wow. Yeah. And he said he's never told that story before.
I know. That was wild.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So now Uche and Aaliyah are on a date. Uche is a 33-year-old lawyer, and they have poetry in common.
Uh-huh. They like to do spoken word poetry.
And just when I'm like, oh, these two are lovely, mm-hmm. we get a little bit of our first bomb dropped. Well, Uche says, have you ever cheated?
Right.
And again, Aaliyah's feeling this connection. They're really hitting it off. They have so much in common. They have the giggles and the schmiggles and the wiggles, mm-hmm. and they have all those love feelings. And she tells a story that she cheated on her boyfriend 2 years ago because she wasn't sexually satisfied. She felt really bad. Mm-hmm. She was so
ashamed.
And she was so beautifully yes. honest.
Yeah.
Like they were getting, that was like some 30th date, laying in bed, naked, nitty gritty. And he says, when was this? And she says, 2 years ago. And he goes,
oh boy, you're a recent cheater.
His response reminded me of an ex who I was telling her about, like, you know, all the relationships I've been in have, you know, I've like fallen in love, quote unquote, too fast. And she was so judgy. Like she was like, why would you do that? Why would you stay? And it was awful.
Yeah.
And that's not saying I cheated. Like, ugh.
So he sort of gives her then these like rapid fire questions. Ugh. Did you tell him? No, I didn't. Again, she is being honest and vulnerable. You can feel the shame in her voice. And he's asking fair questions. Mm-hmm. But again, it has an air of judgment. Didn't you feel that?
100%. It wasn't coming from a place of like, oh, that must have been hard. It was like, when was this? Did you feel bad? Did you tell him? Would you, like, it was, it made me so uncomfortable.
Right. So, and then he starts asking some controlling questions, mm-hmm. like, well, do you have more girlfriends than guy friends? I felt like his line of questioning was irrational. I felt like his response to her telling him something that she felt deep shame from, she was saying, well, I wasn't getting what I wanted from the relationship. Well, why didn't you just leave? Fair question, but she didn't. And also, she could have fucking lied.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But she felt safe enough to tell something that she was ashamed of.
Right.
She felt safe enough to say, hey, listen, if we're going to do this, we're going to do this for real. I'm going to rip off the shield mm-hmm. and I'm going to show you my ugly bits.
Right.
And he threw it in her fucking face.
He sure did. He sure fucking did.
I'm calling it now. And please point it out if I'm wrong. I think that Uche is a narcissist. Because his irrational response to the answer that he did not like was ugly.
And then did you see Lydia like consoling Aaliyah?
Oh, yeah.
That was
beautiful. Well, Aaliyah left. Aaliyah was like in hysterics.
Yeah.
And he kept talking and she's like, well, I guess this bit of information has changed your perception of me. And this seems kind of like a deal breaker. And she's sort of, you know, that cry that you're holding mm-hmm. in because you don't want that. So she's sort of holding in that cry, leaves the room. He keeps talking.
He then says, maybe I used the wrong tone. Maybe I should have used a different tone.
I know you chose to tell me about it. He's kind of backpedals, but like, listen, bro,
it's too late.
She then goes and she actually literally falls apart. She falls down. Yeah. She's sobbing. Because how hurtful is it when you are deeply vulnerable with someone and they throw it in your face? That's why people have their walls up. That's why my walls are the fucking size of the German one.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's why. Because when you're hurt that bad, you're like, cool, not doing that again.
100%.
Oh, that broke my heart.
I really hope that that is the end of that for them.
Yeah.
I hope that she fucking knows better.
And then Lydia is a down bitch. And Lydia comes and scoops her up. And
Lydia even says, like, you could have lied.
Yeah.
Lydia's great.
Lydia is great.
We didn't talk at all about Milton.
Oh, yeah. Milton. Oh, here's Milton.
I don't know what he did, but like what his job is. But he and Lydia had a get to know you date early on. And she said she was a geologist. And he.
Yeah.
It was
I forgot.
So
I have this
cute.
Right here. I skipped that part.
He was like, I love rocks.
I like the rock. It's definitely going in the collection. It's going to be my new favorite piece. I might have to cut it to 30 nanograms so I can observe it under my microscope so I can really see what it is.
Yeah, and we can do it together.
Oh, that'd be hot.
Yeah,
I love rocks. And at one point she says sedimentary, and he's like, I hate sedimentary rocks.
But I feel like everyone's a little mean to Milton because a couple people said he was boring. And then Lydia brings up rocks and he gets so excited. I mean, you are boring, but how adorably boring are you?
And also, you will find a woman who is just as into rocks as you are, and it'll be great.
It'll be so great.
Yeah.
And everybody is fucking weird.
Everybody.
That's the point.
Everybody.
Relationships are just finding the person who's weird you are compatible with and whose shit you're willing to put up with.
Right. Interesting too, the thing with Uche being so judgmental, it's like something that we hear a lot these days on these love shows is, I want someone to love me unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody said it within the first 5 minutes of this first episode. It drives me insane because no, you don't.
Right.
I don't love anybody unconditionally except for my son.
Yeah.
You know? And so for people to be like, I want to be loved unconditionally, and then for this dude to like just come in hot with the judgment and the conditions was already like, you know, you just fucking showed all your cards.
I mean, but the main thing about judging is it's not about you. That judgment wasn't about Aaliyah.
No.
That judgment was about some deep-seated. Now listen, I have been cheated on. I have been lied to. I get it. It's hard, but clearly he liked her before. I mean, a better question would have been, what did you learn from that experience?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there to shoot her down? Because we all walk around this earth with scars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the one emotion that everyone can empathize with is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be romantic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everyone's been hurt by someone. So in order to practice like some form of empathy and been like, I've been hurt, you've been hurt, how do you feel now?
Right.
Like, it was just so out of the blue. And everyone has a different belief system and value system. It was just really aggressive, y'all.
It was very aggressive.
And so that's sort of where episode one ends, because episode one is a lot of getting to know you and getting to know all the players. And by episode one, you've kind of figured out where we're going on this journey and who's going to be there. Now, leaving episode one, who left the biggest impact on you? And who left, like, give me, like, you know, the yuckiest taste in your mouth, who you were kind of enamored with, like, go through and give me sort of like your awards.
Uche definitely gave me a yuck. I would say at first I was like, I was into him.
Totally,
you know?
Same. Totally same.
I was like, he's good looking. He's mm-hmm. successful. He seems really smart and sensitive. And then it was like a fucking record scratch. I have to say I really like Johnny. I do. I like Johnny. Mm-hmm. I like Aaliyah a lot. I like with Lydia, it's like I want to be her mom. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Those are the people who really stood out.
Yeah. I am actually looking to learn more about Izzy.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's got some trauma that he could either have grown from or literally not. And he's like, he's the ball guy. And I do find him really, really attractive. And I'm like, okay, I feel some hurt and some pain. So that could have turned you into a really sweet, empathetic man, or it could have turned you into a wicked, controlling narc. I'm not sure yet.
We'll see. Oh, and we didn't even talk about Stacy, the yoga. She was yucky. She also left an ick in my mind. She's like Chelsea from last season.
Oh, the blonde. She wasn't on episode one a lot.
Oh, really? Well, she was the one who made the guy like
lay on his back
with his legs up. And
yeah,
she gives me an uncomfortable feeling.
Episode one is always so hard to gauge because I never end in the same place that I started. And that's kind of the fun thing, because you start to chip away and then people start dwindling down and they start having more and more meaningful dates. Do you have any gut feelings on any of the couples, just to like throw it out there and see if we make any predictions?
You know, I'm hoping that Johnny and Chris do something together.
Mm-hmm. Chris really got me.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Well, I am in it for the ride, and I am chomping at the bit to just, like, watch more. That's the thing with these shows.
I know.
It's just so Moore-ish.
It's so hard when they only drop four, and you're like, now I have to wait a whole week. It's like being back in the 90s.
It really is. Ugh. I don't know what we did when we were kids. But thank you for joining Daisy and I for Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey.
Thank you so much. And get caught up on those episodes.
Get caught up on the rest that you have to offer here at the Grab Bag Collab. Just give them all a little taste of what else is here on the network.
We have Amber Hunt and Amanda Rossman's incredible true crime podcast, The Catalyst, which looks at the backstory of famous killers and what made them how they are. It's wonderful. It's usually just about a half hour, so it's like a little nugget of true crime. And then there's my show, Dear Daisy, which is a podcast about secrets. I read people's letters completely sight unseen live into the mic and chat about it. It's lots of fun.
It's a blast. And if you want to follow me on social media, you can find me at Ellen Marsh, and I spell my name with a Y on Instagram, and Ellen Marie Marsh on TikTok. And you can find my other podcasts. I'm so used to saying it's Joey Taranto. I Think Not Pod and Rabia and Ellen Solve the Case. You can find us on Rabia and Ellen on all of our other platforms.
Find me at Daisy Egan, and it's E-A-G-A-N. Which everybody gets wrong. And you can find my other podcast, Strange and Unexplained, which drops every Thursday. True crime, mystery, Bigfoot, aliens, lots of fun. Yeah, Daisy Egan.
So until next episode.
Bye.
Bye, friends.
Shut the fuck up, Nick Lachey.
There, so
I like to think I'm super stable.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
To be honest, I have a track record of crappy relationships. My last relationship was 6 months ago, but I just didn't feel like I was in love with him, to be honest.
What are you looking for in a partner?
Intelligent.
Okay, so we're getting to know.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.